But It Leads to the Bottomless Pit by Arthur Pink. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. There is another gate than the narrow one, altogether different therefrom, for it is wide and gives entrance into a broad way, but it leads to the bottomless pit. It is the course of this world, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in which all its unregenerate citizens are found. It is the path of self-will and self-gratification. It is wide because those in it own no restrictions. They have broken down the commandments of God, which were designed to be a hedge about them. It is therefore a pleasant and easy way to the flesh, for no inquiry or diligent search has to be made in order to find it. No resolution and perseverance are called for in order to continue treading it. No self-denial has to be practiced to remain therein. A dead fish can float with the stream, but only a living one can swim against it. Just so the unregenerate mechanically follow this road, for there is nothing in them to resist the law of gravity. The going is smooth and easy, because it is all downhill.